right. It's time to jump into the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 19th of February. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date, in the year 197, Emperor Septimius Severus defeated the usurper Claudius Albinus in the Battle of Lugudunum, said to be the largest, most hard-fought and bloodiest of all clashes between opposing Roman forces. Severus and Albinus were initially allies following the Year of the Five Emperors, with Severus raising Albinus to the position of Kaiser after winning the seat of Emperor. But following some other defeats, Severus attempted to secure his hold on power by trying to have Albinus assassinated and replaced Albinus with his own son, and Albinus declared himself emperor in response. After Albinus was killed, Severus had his naked body laid on the ground so he could ride his horse over the top of it, as well as having the man's family beheaded and Albinus's head sent back to the Roman Senate with a mocking letter for supporting him. Today's day in 356, Emperor Constantius II issued a decree closing all pagan temples in the Roman Empire. The Peruvian stratovolcano Huanaputina exploded in the most violent eruption in the recorded history of South America today in 1600. England and the Netherlands signed the Treaty of Westminster, ending the Third Anglo-Dutch War today in 1674. A provision of the agreement transferred the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam to England, and it was renamed New York. February 19th in 1847, the first group of rescuers reached the Donner Party. Ain't no party like a Donner Party, because at a Donner Party, you're the finger food. Pedro Lascurain became president of Mexico for only 45 minutes today in 1913, the shortest term to date of any person as president of any country. As part of World War II in 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an executive order allowing the US military to relocate Japanese Americans to internment camps. The bombing of Darwin took place today in 1943, the largest single attack ever mounted by a foreign power on Australia. 242 Japanese aircraft attacked the city of Darwin, ships in Darwin's harbour and the city's two airfields in an attempt to prevent the Allies from using them as bases to contest the invasion of Timor and Java. 236 were killed and 300 to 400 wounded, with a large number of aircraft and ships lost as well. More than half of Darwin's civilian population left the area permanently, either before or immediately after the attack. 1945, the US 5th Fleet launched an invasion of Iwo Jima against the Japanese with 30,000 US Marines. China successfully launched the T-7, its first sounding rocket, a rocket designed to take measurements and perform experiments during flight. Launched that today in 1960. February 19th in 1985, William J. Schroeder became the first recipient of an artificial heart to actually leave the hospital. Zali Steggall became the first Australian to win an individual medal at the Winter Olympics today in 1998, taking bronze in the downhill slalom. And finally in 2002, NASA's Mars Odyssey space probe began to map the surface of Mars using its thermal emission imaging system. And some famous birthdays today. Nicholas Copernicus figured out the Earth revolves around the Sun and not the other way around, born 1473. Benicio del Toro is 54, and Millie Bobby Brown, 11, of Stranger Things, is turning 17 today. And some famous musos, Falco, born 1957, Rock Me Amadeus, we were hearing a little bit earlier from Falco. Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath is 73, Seal, 58, Doug Aldrich, Whitesnake, 57, John Fishman of Fish and John Christ of Danzig, both 56. Burton C. Bell of Fear Factory, 52. And Daniel Adair, Nickelback, 46. Today's second track going out to Smokey Robinson, 81 this morning, most famously founder and frontman of the Motown soul supergroup The Miracles, one of the most influential groups in pop, rock, soul and R&B. If I try to list all their accolades, we would be here all day. Robinson had a terrific career as a record producer and solo artist as well, but we're going to get on one from Smokey Robinson and The Miracles. Tears of a Clown, This Day in History on 2SER.